it's always been a community center as much as it's been a bar. It's always been wide ranging in every demographic, and the LGBT community that's represented in Allentown has always been represented in that bar. There was another bar called Diamonds, and then that's where the lesbians were at for a while, but lesbians still came to Stonewall. It's always been welcoming to everyone. I think it continues to be, and I think now it's open to even more people, people who were just slightly on the fringe, who could never imagine going to a gay bar because they didn't really identify that way, but maybe it just felt like it a couple times. Now those people are free to come out because it's just a different society.
So many businesses have struggled to stay afloat during this time. How has the Stonewall been able to survive the COVID-19 crisis?
Ooh, so when the building isn't running a business, the overhead is very low, right? So our overhead is low. And the owner was able to secure a loan to bring people back and bring the staff back to clean and paint and get ready to reopen. But, you know, that certainly helped too.
What are plans for reopening and to incorporate social distancing at a gay bar?
Our plan is to follow the governor's guidelines exactly as they are. The owner and I had different ideas. And I thought if we, right at the bar, if we just separated stools, got rid of bar stools, whatever, made it clear, you can sit here, you can sit there. And maybe we close off some of the areas completely so we have better control and can see what's happening. So for social distancing in a gay bar, you go there to eliminate social distancing. That's what gay bars do, is bring people together. So it's a challenge. It's not like a restaurant where you can set your tables up under umbrellas a good distance apart. It'll be a challenge. It's going to be a big challenge.
Yeah, some of the guidelines that I've seen are showing that, you know, groups of four can be together en masse, but they don't really want to have mingling between other groups of people, which in some ways is part of the draw of a bar, is to meet other people.
So yeah, then you wonder if it's groups of four and it's, you know, you're with your four friends over there and I'm over here with mine, then do two switch? And we're still just groups of four, you know, I just don't even know how anything can be enforced.
What are your hopes for the summer when things go back to green and there's some semblance of normalcy in the LGBTQ community and here in the Lehigh Valley?
Well, my hopes are that people aren't just continuing to live in fear, but that they have a healthy respect for whatever is happening in the environment at the time. So gay people have a history of responding well to health crises. So I think that they would continue to do the same. I think that because everyone that I was in communication with was doing the right thing, they know as they follow the steps coming out of it that they're still doing the right thing. My hope is that we're not wearing masks inside gay bars, you know, that you could greet your friend with a hug. You know, that's not going to happen this summer, but it's certainly my hope.